Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session.
Welcome to Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101 podcast, and I'm one of your hosts, Robin Seegers, and the other host is my husband, Elroy Seegers. Elroy? I guess he's
Hello, how's everyone doing?
So, first of all, Happy New Year to everyone. I pray everyone have a blessed and prosperous and healthy and happy New Year. So, the first podcast of 2022 is with our friends and the founders of the EAT Foundation of Wendell, North Carolina, Chanel and her wonderful husband, Kevin. But Kevin is listening. He's not able to join us. So, welcome, Chanel.
Thank you for having us again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Such an honor.
You're welcome. So the reason for this session, and I told you guys that I wanted to have y'all on in January so you could list all your goals and visions for 2022 so the people can hear what you have going on and all your heart's desires. So they can start supporting you in any form or fashion. So first of all, let's just tell everyone about the origin of the foundation and the mission for the foundation. It can be brief. It don't have to be however you want to put it.
Yes, I like brief. So, and you'll have to keep me on track, Robin, because okay. I will start rambling in a minute, okay? So okay. Just, you know, if I start rambling.
If you're rambling, you're talking, so that's good.
All right, so the EAT Foundation origin was kind of birthed from my husband, but it came from our stillborn child, Emmanuel Asher Tabrin, hence EAT, Foundation of Wendell. We had it stillbirth in September of 2012. And from there, through our grieving and, you know, trying to recover, Kevin was studying, you know, doing a little study and praying and things like that. And he heard the Holy Spirit say, you know, pretty much to eternal absolute truth. And from there, he started getting things together with the foundation. And he made a brochure, which was not professional, but I mean, you know, it was just a start and it just kind of developed from there on since 2012. And our mission is to basically create world-class leaders to become change agents in their effective communities and or any environment they're planted in. Our vision is to help the youth connect, get planted in good soil, grow, get mentored and learn and flourish eventually to become effective leaders in the community by teaching others.
Oh, great. So what's the age range, that you're looking to impact?
Well, we have three different age ranges who benefits. They have the, and you can find all this on the website, which I'll give you later. The enlisted is from 5 to 12 years old, like kindergarten to middle school age. He kind of breaks it down in from 5 to 9 years and then from 10 to 12 years. The warrant officers is what he calls them, are the 13 to 20 years old which are high school or an early college. And the officer grades are 21 years to 30 years, which are the flourishers, the college grads and people that are in the workforce.
Wow, that's amazing that you're looking to impact so many age ranges. So for the bulk of this session, just tell us your heart's desire for the events you want to have to bless these kids for 2022.
Well, we have a lot of things that we want to do. And just like category wise, I'm going to break them down. Like we want to do things with the arts. We want to expose our youth to the arts, different kinds of arts, like painting, like plays, different plays, ballet, all that good stuff. We want to educate them, mentor them, take them on college visits, let them see that they can go to college if they prefer to go to college, if they're ready for college, because everybody's not ready for college once they graduate. And even community colleges, that's a step from high school that they can choose from community college, and then they can go to a four-year college or grad school or wherever they prefer. Leadership training. We want to do field trips, which I'm excited to talk about. The field trip to New York this summer coming up. We want to do financial stewardship, financial training.
Hey.
We want to do some mental health wellness training as well.
Also,
because we really need it now with the pandemic.
Yes.
And also healthy lifestyle, healthy living, physical fitness. That impacts your mental wellness as well, which people don't realize that a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, we have a lot. We want to do a lot. So some of the things that are on our list now are going to like Black farmers markets and Black farmers to let them teach the kids, you know, what it takes to grow food, what it takes to, and for the kids to actually see their food grow from a seed in the ground, which they plant, to, you know, it becoming fruitful. That's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, we talk about it biblically all the time in like our church. Our pastor, he always talks about seed, and he's been saying, so sowing seeds and rendering it useless for a while, and then you'll see the return on it in the future.
Right.
But yeah, that's one of the things we want to do. We want to do the Black Cowboys, which kind of ties into equestrian, which, We know that a lot of low economic families don't really get to be around a lot of different animals.
Right.
They might have a cat or a dog, you know, the common animals that they see all the time. But like horses, those things are huge, and it's kind of scary, you know, we wanted to get trained, you know,
and
how to respond and react and just different things like that. One of the things I mentioned before was the New York trip coming up in July of this year.
So what's
that like fun?
Excited. What's that going to be about?
That is actually with a fashion designer.
Oh,
Zhang Toy. He has a website. He's in the garment district of New York City. So we are going up there to tour his studio and his office and just get some seminars. He's going to do some little training seminars, things like that for us. So that is a big deal.
Yes. I mean, it sounds like everything you listen, you just want to make a well-rounded human being, expose them to all sorts of facets of life. And that sounds wonderful.
Right. Yes. Yes. We want them to be balanced. Balanced.
Right. Right.
That's a good word.
Right.
That's a good word. Yes. Well-rounded. I like what you said. Yeah.
Because, you know, kids that come from low economic backgrounds, they never even really leave their neighborhood.
Right.
Let alone go to New York. Let alone go out to a farm. I mean, we don't live maybe but an hour and a half, maybe an hour from the zoo, and some of them never been to it. So, I mean, it's just the opportunity that you guys are putting together to expose them to, because as Dr. Chapman, our pastor, we both go to the same church, Raleigh North Christian Center, on Lewisburg Road in Raleigh, always say you don't know what's out there until you get out there. And they think all it is their neighborhood. But once you expose them to outside the neighborhood, then their minds start firing, their imagination start growing. Oh, I can be this. I can do that. I can see this. I can go here. I can do that. They will never know unless they're exposed to it. And it sounds like you guys are looking to expose them to every part of life.
Yes, we want to do as much as possible for them to get the most exposure, for them to know, like you said, for them to start imagining, oh, maybe I can do this. Like I can remember when I was in seventh grade and I was starting sports, and the coach, the softball coach, came up to me and asked me to try out. Well, I wasn't thinking about trying out, but little did I know I was good at it. So, you know, you never know what you're good at unless you're exposed to it.
And that's what the kids need to have a chance. They need to have know that there's hope for their future, because a lot of them, like you said, they need that mental health wellness, because a lot of them feel hopeless because all they see is what they can walk to, and they don't know there's so much more on the outside that they can aspire to be. I mean, the sky's the limit, really, but they don't know that.
Right, right. Yes, the sky is the limit.
So, so this, I know everyone that's listening, that will be listening, that this is maybe a shorter podcast than what you're normally used to. However, we just wanted to make sure the Taborns come on and put out their hopes and dreams for the year so we could partner with them. Financially, whatever resources you have, you can contact them to partner with them to sow a seed into these young people, because I know it's cliche, but they are the future. They are the future, and it's up to us.
Break on the song, girl.
No, please don't. And so it's up to us to feed them and guide them to grow and be more, because believe it or not, they're gonna be the ones taking care of us. So we better better sow a seed in.
You know, you talking about you need to sow a seed. You know, that's something that that's our future. We're gonna give back now.
That's right.
You know, you talking about the farm and stuff. I know when I grew up in a hood, in a city in Greensboro, Hampton Homes. My mother, she always took us out to the farms, and we always plucked corn, beans, all that stuff. So every other week, she would take us out on the farm on Saturday, and she would take some of the neighborhood kids with us. She would put us in the car. Of course, you know, take the neighborhood kids, it goes faster. But it's amazing, you know, my mom taught us not only how to pluck them off the vines, but she told us how to lay them in a bucket so you can get more in a bucket when you're done, because you can get a bushel. Mm. But the way she did it, it's almost like a bushel and a half. She's like, put them in the basket, and them all this way. don't just throw them in there because there's a lot of space in between. So it's kind of like my mom was knowing about geometry before I was even knowing about geometry myself, because she was talking about spacing and, you know, how many you can get in there. So I'm like, my mom was talking math. She don't even know she's talking math. I mean, but, you know, we all went out in the fields and we was picking it hot. It was hot dogs. My mom was hot dogs, chips and soda. And we loved it because why? We wasn't in the, you know, back on the streets inside, you know, inside the hood.
Right.
We was getting a chance to go out and play in the dirt and see a big old farm and all these tractors and all these animals and stuff. My kids, my friends just always say, is your mom going to pluck beans this week? She always had people at her house wanting to go. And trust me, when you're in the hood, when you got kids, other parents are like, yeah, take my child. I can get 3 or 4 hours of freedom. But my mom, she always loved doing that, you know. And you never know who's going to be that avenue to keep your kids out of trouble and the things that they may provide in the future to learn. Because I love going out. Robin takes a heartbeat. When we go to Walmart, I say, get them fresh beans. Don't get those canned goods. Because they taste so much different.
Uh-huh.
Way different. Yeah. And Robin tells you, when Robin battles beans, who pops from Robin?
You
I
do.
Sit on the couch and I pop them on there. Pop, 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 pop. Because when we came back, we sat down in the kitchen and we popped them. So she told us how to pluck them and how to pop them and how to cook them and everything. So the things you're doing, I can see though the value that it's going to do, not just in the farming, but all the things you're talking about. It brings so much to youth, but they don't realize until they get older, like, you know, my age, and say, man, that was a true experience that I will never, ever forget. And now it's like it brings so much value. When I look back and reflect on that, I have a true, a better understanding of what you guys are trying to do, you know, your foundation and why you're trying to do it, because I can connect with this.
Right, right. And most kids are looking for someone to guide them and give them that structure and show that they care. A lot of them walk around like they tough and bad, but all in all, they all want someone to show them that love and that attention in a positive way, in a godly way, not in a bad way, in a godly way. They want that because we all want that structure. A lot of people think that kids don't want that structure. They want it, and some of them absolutely need it to thrive. So, and I was thinking about my mom. She always took us on field trips, and from the Baltimore area, we were always in the nation's capital. We went over there a lot, and the you know, Smithsonian and all of that, and that just showed me that there was more than Baltimore City, and exposed me to more. To when I was old enough, I moved away from Baltimore City because I knew it was more out there. So just, I'm telling you, if you just bless one child, you've done your job in all of this. Because you know, a lot of families grow through the kids. Because you sparked that in the kid, then they go home and tell mom and daddy, oh, this and this and this and that, and we did this and this and that. Then mom and daddy like, okay, what's going on? Maybe I need to go see what's going on. And then they start, you know. So you starting at the right point with the children, and then the children are blessed the parents.
Yeah. Well, right. Dr. Chapman, our pastor of Ronald North Christian Center, 21 Northbury Road, he always talks about the most important ministry is what?
The kids. The children's ministry.
Yeah. So this is right in line to what he's preaching and teaching, you know. So I commend you guys, because this is a huge undertaking, but it takes a community and seeds to give to this kind of foundation to keep going and to master what you guys are trying to do. And the payback is you just can't compare it to anything
else.
And that smile on that kid's face, man, I tell you, that's the payback you get.
When
you see someone goes off to school, go out of college, they'll get a job, doing well in the community, you can say that's part of the legacy that I helped put out there in that society.
You can say,
I remember when I was growing up, I went through the EEK Foundation. You're like, hey, and then they started giving back. you know.
Wow.
So it's a legacy building that's starting from scratch. And then this is where it starts from, you know. So what you guys are doing is incredible. And the fact that, you know, it was spearheaded from something that, you know, you didn't want to happen. Well, no, but the good Lord, he used it for something positive.
Yes.
And now you're using it for the benefit of the society of younger people.
Yes.
And I'm excited for you guys. And so, audience, when you're listening to this, if you want to partner with them, if you have want to make a financial donation, or you have resources, you can partner with them. Chanel, give them your website, your email, whatever way they can contact you.
Sure thing. But before I do that, I mean, you guys talked about your moms. I dare not leave this podcast without talking about my mom.
Okay.
Can I talk about my wonderful mama? Y'all have wonderful moms. Okay.
But she will snatch a knot in you when she sees you. I dare you not talk about me.
Now my mom, oh wow. Now we never, like, she did all that farming. She did the farming stuff back when she was younger and stuff like that. So, you know, she would always talk about the tobacco and the cucumbers and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. When they would when her siblings would get together, they would talk about all that good stuff. I thank God never had to do that.
Missed out.
Right. Praise Jesus. But you know what? I am so glad for the people that do. Like I recently, before I talk about my mother, I recently found a farmer before Thanksgiving, and I spoke about him on Facebook. He's on my page. And I went out there and I was like, okay, I don't know anything about this. I'm new to this whole process. So what do we do? I was looking for some collards. And he was like, well, you just pick out the one that you want and I'll pull it up for you and I'll cut it and we'll put it in your car and you'll take it home. I said, what? And it just brought me so much joy to see those vegetables out there like that. I mean, I was just grinning from ear to ear. I mean, it was so beautiful. They were just so beautiful to me. I was like in awe. I was like, wow. But that's my little experience. But I'm gonna be like the kids when we go out there and plant the seeds.
We had to reel you in. Somebody go get Chanel.
Please come get me.
Just think about it. That the kids, they don't know. They go to the local food market and get that stuff. They don't know it's growing out there. Some farmer has planted those seeds and tended to it and made sure it grew and pulled it up and sent it to the. They don't know that.
Right.
My mom still got a garden in her backyard.
Wow.
I hadn't tilled and planted stuff this year.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Okay.
Little farmer. You're a little farmer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that little hidden talents. That little hidden talents. I don't just sell watches on the side.
Tell us about your mom.
Okay,
so my mom actually did have when she was living, she did have a garden. Her and my dad, my dad was more of the garden person, but she she did all that stuff back when she was younger, so she wasn't trying to do too much of it. But like you, Robin, my mom would take us to all kinds of places to expose us. Like when we would go out of town on vacation, she would always try to find something educational for us to go and do. And even her grandkids, like my sisters and brothers, she would take the grandkids to, you know, on vacation for them to get exposed as well. So she was building a legacy as well. But yeah, I just appreciate that. I really do. I really do.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right. All right. And so for the children that their parents really don't have that vision, and it's not to blame the parents. It's part of their environment, their makeup. For those kids that their parents don't have that vision to go outside their neighborhood or outside their city, that's what the EAT Foundation is willing to do, is looking to do, is take them outside of that. Because Elroy and I had some friends living in Florida that they kept saying, we're going out of town. And I'm just going to say this. Since y'all don't know the area, I'm going to say they lived in Raleigh. And they kept saying, we're going out of town. We was like, oh, man, where you going? Garner. They called that going out of town.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, that's only like 15 minutes away. Right. Well, it is technically out of town. When I say out of town, I'm talking about like hours away. They were just like 15. But this was their mindset. Right. That was the mindset.
It was.
And so we have to expand that mindset that 15, 20 minutes away is not really out of town. You're still in the same county.
Right.
Yeah. So, So I'm excited for you guys and all that you have going on, and especially for 2022, especially that New York trip. That's going to be amazing. Yes. And I'm looking forward to all the pictures you guys will be posting on social media and everything, so everybody can see what you're doing, so they'd be wanting to, you know, come and partner with you and support you guys. Right. So make sure you post everything you're doing so everybody can see it. Yes, so go ahead and give your social media information so people can start checking you out and following you and stuff.
Okay. Our website is eatfoundationofwendell.org. That's all one word. And our Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at Eat Foundation of Wendell NC. If you would like to donate, you can either go to our website, that's efoundationofwendell.org, and you can do PayPal or you can do Cash App. Our Cash App is $Emmanuel with one M, Asher Tabron, all one word. That's $Emmanuel Asher Tabron.
Okay. And for anyone that didn't catch that, on the Financeology 101 website, we will list all that information. So it'll be there so that you'll have it and you can always follow them and contact them.
I did find it. But just so you know, let me just go ahead and just see if I can find it easily. I typed in E-A-T, is it the way? Of Wendell, and it came up not only your Facebook page, your website, and also the link to the Financeology 101 information that has all y'all information. All right. So that's out there too. So yeah, that popped up pretty easy. Okay. It's the very, very first name, so that's good.
We're good.
What we have here is we have a website also. It's called giftedgenerations-llc.com. Please don't forget that dash is very important. We have a Facebook page also. It's Gifted Gen LLC. We also have an Instagram page, which is gift.gen. And you also can find us on YouTube. Just type in Gifted Generations. You'll be able to find us. But the most important thing, you know, is we also, there's two more things to add. We have an app that's available on Android, and we're working hard to get it out on Apple for the Apple users. So we can do more branding. It's called Bags of Money. Basically, what the app does, it helps you to project your current status in your checking account at any given point, date and time, week, month, and year. So if you got money in your account right now, because you can populate your income and it'll automatically reinstitute your trending frequency of your payments and also the frequency of your bills. And you can say today is January 11th. You want to know, hey, well, I have enough money to go out of town on February 15th. You click on February 15th, it's going to tell you what that balance is going to be predicted as based on your income in your expenses. So you can kind of like know. And if you're short, it'll let you know you're short. It has a summary page. It has a calendar. It has a graph. It has so many things. But the most important thing is that feature where it can project your balance on any given day. And we're hoping that people will continue to use it. You know, because what we're trying to do is the same thing you guys are doing with kids, trying to change the mindset of adult lives. You know, we mm-hmm. provide the service to people through the app. And last but not least, is that I'm also part of a book collaboration. It's called The Dose of Victory for Veterans. It's a book collaboration where I was able to be part of a book of 30 authors. And I did like one page summary of, you know, something that I wanted to say or felt. It could be, I turned mine into a poem. I had to go back and read it because I say so much. I'm like, what did I write in that book? And wrote a poem. I think I'm on page 60. And we're planning on buying some and giving some out and see how we can help people out just to encourage them on the daily, kind of like a spiritual, non-spiritual book, you know, just uplifting what you can read and you can get things from it. Those are important things. Our website, the app is the most important thing. And then the book is for like spiritual, some kind of uplifting. It's written by
Vets. Right. And the book is full of words of encouragement for vets because a lot of them that we don't even know are mm-hmm. committing suicide. I mean, it's sad. So the book was put together so they could have something read to encourage them to continue on with life. So it's a wonderful project.
And, Shadell, I don't know if you know, we're going to be in New York soon too, because we're going to be on Times Square. Just don't know. We're going to billboard in Times Square. I just don't know the exact date and time. Yeah, child, that's right. And I'm going to be in 5 magazines. I forget the 5 magazines. Yep, I'm going to be in 5 magazines too.
For what?
For the Daily Dose of Veterans book collaboration. But within that book, you can find my link tree that can give you access to everything that we are involved in, including the app, the website, and webpage, and Facebook and stuff. But yes, we're going to be in Times Square, so I'm waiting for them to let us know. Rob and I are going to go up there. We're going to see our face in Times Square, take pictures, take videos, and come on back home.
No, he's going to be in Times Square, not me.
Not you.
On the billboard. My big old smiley happy face.
That's awesome. Congratulations, guys. Y'all on the move. On the move. Let's do it.
Like, just like you, I guess, being members of Raleigh North, Dr. Chapman First Lady, encouraging us to change lives, and we all doing it in the way that we, you know, the Lord has moved us to do it. So you guys through your foundation and us through, you know, the financial app and the book and this podcast. So so we are all members of Raleigh North Christian Center. So we all look to change people's lives because that's what he encourages us to do.
Yeah.
Impact lives. So.
Yeah.
So. That was a wonderful session, Miss Chanel.
Thank you again. Thank y'all again so much for having us. I'm so sorry Kevin could not be here to speak because, you know, I'm the silent partner.
You wasn't silent tonight, girl. You were heard. And look, it's so funny because I said, all right now, because you never know when Kevin can't show up.
No, you did. You spoke that. Elroy, and I'm gonna get you.
I'm like, what?
Well,
speaking some numbers out, man.
The good reason, the good reason Kevin is not here is because he's doing what the foundation is about. He's helping someone. He's sowing and pouring into someone. So he's doing what he's supposed to be doing with the foundation. So. Yes. So he had a good excuse, but you did a wonderful job, Chanel.
Well, thank you, and I promise next time I will be better.
No, this was fantastic.
You were natural.
Oh, well, thank y'all. Y'all are so kind.
You have calmed my nerves.
I will have my thoughts and everything together, so I can,
Let me tell you something. The natural is better than the unnatural because people can connect to the unnatural.
When it's scripted, it seems so routine.
You don't want that. You know, you want to be able to let people connect to you, what you're saying and how you're saying it,
right?
And get the rawness of how you feel at that point in time. Anybody can read a script, but what can you give to it? In your emotions, in your true feelings, what you're getting into this podcast is what people want to hear. They want to hear from you, not from what you have written as pre-planned.
So
great job.
Thank you so much. And I will let you know, I'll prepare tonight so it can be out on the website tomorrow, and I'll send you a text to let you know it's out there.
All right.
The link that you sent, we can repost that, right? Or is it still going to be the same?
No, because I'll send you the link tomorrow.
Okay.
Because that link I sent you is just for this live show tonight.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the morning, I say about 11, maybe 11:30, I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Thank you, Janelle. Stepping out your comfort zone. You did well. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good night. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.